A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Addressing the people and his disciples, Jesus said, "The scribes and the Pharisees occupy the chair of Moses. You must therefore do what they tell you and listen to what they say. But do not be guided by what they do, since they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy burdens and lay them on men's shoulders. But will they lift a finger to move them? Not they. Everything they do is done to attract attention, like wearing broader phylacteries and longer tassels, like wanting to take the place of honor at banquets and the front seats in the synagogues, being greeted obsequiously in the market squares, and having people call them Rabbi. You, however, must not allow yourselves to be called Rabbi, since you have only one master, and you are all brothers. You must not call anyone on earth your father, since you have only one father, and he is in heaven. Nor must you allow yourselves to be called teachers, for you have only one teacher, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Anyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and anyone who humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. For us in the Southern Hemisphere, Lent is an autumnal experience. And where the grasses are browning, and where the leaves are turning, in fallow fields and by roadsides, the cosmos flowers are blossoming. Delicate little flowers with five large petals, in shades of purple, of lilac, with white, and then just the occasional deep burgundy red blossom amongst the fields of purples and lilacs and whites. Reminding us of the Lenten colour, the Lenten season, and the occasional drop of precious blood, reminding of the passion which lies ahead. It gets chillier too. Well, for Africa it gets chillier. The mornings are crisp, the evenings are crisp. And in the Natal Midlands of KwaZulu-Natal, the mists come in. These cooling mists in the afternoon can make the temperature drop by 15 degrees Celsius in less than half an hour. And so it was on a second Tuesday of Lent, in the 1980s, at St. Joseph's Scholasticate at Sadara in the Natal Midlands, that the mists rolled in, and the two Dominican students present there, I was one of them, decided, not only because of the cold, but because of our innate sense of pride, to wear the full habit, decking ourselves not only in the white, but in the black kappa, and sailing into the chapel, like aircraft carriers on fleet day, taking our place, displaying the full habit to show that we meant business, as do the aircraft carriers on fleet day. The gospel of today is forever ingrained in my memory. I don't have to look up or even to consider looking up what today's gospel would be. When the calendar rolls round to the second Tuesday of Lent, I know what the gospel is, because on that Tuesday, so long ago, when the words were read out and they loved standing on the street corners and wearing longer phylacteries, every eye in the chapel turned to the battleships under full sail. There was embarrassment, of course. There was, oops, why didn't we read the gospel before coming into chapel? There was the sense of, this is a lesson we have learnt. That intrinsic selfishness and self-publication is a part of our human nature. You see, the Pharisees were not bad people. They were trying their utmost to live according to the law. And it was always the law, as they conceived God to have given the law. And the God we conceive of is so often simply an extension of ourselves. The words of Revelation simply reveal ourselves to ourselves in the way that we interpret them on occasion. We are not far removed in our own age and our own church from the Pharisees at all, and it's not just wearing the kappa as wider phylacteries, but it is that whole attitude of trying to be good without truly listening to the challenge that the word gives. For we listen to the word so often as a support for our points of view, a support for our politics, a support for our economics, rather than hearing revelation all the time as a challenge to our fallenness, as a challenge to our short-sightedness, as a challenge to our tendency to divide one against the other. That Tuesday, so long ago, I heard the challenge, maybe even for the first time in my life. And I see how much we need that challenge, as selfies tend to show that this selfishness and self-aggrandizement is still present. Look, the Pope wanted a photo with me. Shakira wanted a photo with me. Morris Chestnut wanted a photo with me. This, that, or the other wanted a photo with me. Never fully acknowledging the accident of the moment that brings people together. The accident of the moment that brought a gospel text to at least one Dominican who needed to hear it. The accident of time that brings to us the Lenten season every year, so that we can renew ourselves in listening to revelation and not stuffing revelation into the narrow little matchbox of our own conceptions, prejudices, and desires. The Lenten season opens us beyond ourselves to God. Let us hear the challenge every time we hear the gospel. Let us hear the challenge in every word of scripture proclaimed to a community. Let us allow ourselves to be changed and, like the cosmos blossoms, to point beyond ourselves to the Christ who gave himself to us totally and without question. Amen.